Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Chof Hey. We are on page Kuf Mem Aleph, which is the page following 280. Dine Bircha Shech Yonu. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Haroa es chaveiro la'acha shloshim yom omer shech yonu. When he sees his friend after not having seen him for 30 days, he makes a bracha shech yonu. And if he sees his friend after not having seen him for 12 months, he makes a bracha of Mechai HaMesim. But, V'hu shechoviv olav harbe v'sameach b'riyaso. V'zalt the Mechaber, that's only assuming that the friend is very choviv upon him, and he's happy in seeing him. The Mishabura says, Sif Katan Aleph, V'ein chiluk bein ish l'isha. This bracha of Shech Yonu, after not seeing someone for 30 days, applies both to an ish and an isha. V'hainu imroe ishto v'imo bito v'achosav. A person did not see his wife, his mother, his daughter, his sister. Kevon shu someach v'nene b'riyasam. Since he's happy and he gets pleasure in seeing them, he makes the bracha. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Beis, he writes, this is in the Shaar Tshuva. When we talk about making the bracha and seeing a woman that you haven't seen in 30 days, it's obviously only a relative. Any other woman, it is aser to look at her. And if you happen to see her, on that we would not say that it's shayach, that you were nene and samel b'riyasa. Therefore, the bracha is only nogea to relatives. The Mishavura continues in the third line. Kasua poskin the poskin right. The imra chacham mechachme Yisrael. If one sees a major Talmud chacham, so mevarich olav asher cholak mechachmaso liyreyov. Like we learned earlier in Siman Reish Chav Dalet Zivov, v'gam shech yonu. And he'll also make a shech yonu im hushloshim yom shelo ra'o oso. If it's 30 days since he has seen him, he'll make shel cholak mechachmaso, and he'll also make a shech yonu. But again, assuming it's his friend and he's happy at seeing him, that's what the notes point out, then you would make both brachos. Sivkot and Beis. So the Shech Yonu is seeing someone la'acha shloshim yom, me'ri'ya rishona. This is from the first time you see him till the next time, 30 days, then you make the bracha. Ve'im kibel mimenu ksav. But if you received a letter from him, or a text from him, osha noshim hodi'uhu mishlomo, or people who have sent messages to you about his good well-being, so then yesh deos ba'achronim usafei brachos la'akel. So very important, Mishabrua, this idea of making a bracha Shech Yonu is only if you haven't been in touch with the person. If you got a letter from him, people have sent you messages from the person, then already it gets into a machlokes, and you wouldn't make the bracha because of Sai Brachos la'akel. Look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Gimel. Nira dahainu shalom ito. When we say that you have been the kabel aksav from him, it means aksav of well-being. The ishama shu cholek, because if you heard that he was sick during those 30 days, the acha kachesha ra'u metza'u shu bari, if you then saw him after the 30 days when he was past his illness and he was healthy, mistabra vada di esha levar shech yonu, then it makes very much sense that you would make a shech yonu. The bazeh ha-simcha od yose mishalohaya menu ksav klal. If you got a letter from him that he was sick, and now you see him at the 30 days and he's healthy, that's more simcha, and that would be more of a reason to, in fact, say the bracha. So when we say you don't make the bracha because you got a letter from him, it means a letter of his well-being, and therefore, there's no surprises, no chedushim, no great simcha in seeing him, because you've been in touch with him, you would not make a bracha in that case. We'll see some notes afterwards. Let's first finish Mishabura on this sif. Sifkat and Gimel. Omer Shech Yonu, the bracha Shech Yonu. V'chol elu ha-brachos hu b'shem ha-malchus. All these brachos are with the shem ha-malchus. V'afilu birchas mechai mesim, even the bracha mechai mesim, that's the mokin giborim, v'shar harbe achronim delokit shuvas ponim hiro. So katan dalet, mechai mesim, if you haven't seen someone in 12 months, you make a bracha mechai mesim. V'oz ein mevarach shech yonu. When you are making a mechai mesim after 12 months, you will not make the shech yonu. V'tam bracha zu. The reason for the bracha of Mechai HaMesim after not seeing a friend for 12 months, Kosa b'chadush ha'gadosh, the Marsha writes, L'fi shebekol shana ha'odam nidom b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Every year, as we know, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in l'maves im l'chayim, whether he's going to live or he's going to die. Vim ro'ehu achar Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim zev, you saw him after this Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, v'achar kach ein ro'e oso ar achar Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim haba. and then you don't see him till after the next Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hare Ovar Olav Din Imlamovis Imlav. So he has passed through a judgment of whether he should live or die. The Alkein Omer Baruch Mechaye Mesim. Therefore you make the bracha Mechaye Mesim. Shenitzol Midin Misa B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. He has survived the possible Din Misa from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He's made it, and therefore you make the bracha Mechaye Mesim. That is the Marsha's explanation. I'd like to point out a few very important notes over here. Number one is note number two. Ubizmanenu nowadays, the Eish Avram writes, Shenishtaka Shelo Levarich Brachos Elu, it has evolved that we don't make these brachos. V'chein Kosova Kafachayim, B'Shema Ben Ishchai, V'chein Kosova Aruch HaShulchan, Sha'achshav Mikilim Ma'ob B'Brachos Elu, V'chein Das Hagonu Shomu Zamer Orbach, Shekayom Nohogim Shelo Levarich Brachosu. The Minog L'maisa, we don't make this bracha. Look at the end of the note, the end of the paragraph, the fourth to last line. V'chein muva mehagris salavesh, if it's brought down from the briskrav as well. Shechoshash levarich brachos elu, he was concerned to make these brachos, he did not make them. Why? Shekevan shemavur b'shulchanor shemavurchim davka chaveru hachoviv olav ma'od. We said in the Mechaber just now, you make the bracha on a friend that's very dear to you. V'ein anu b'kiyem ma'nechshav l'chaviv olav ma'od. How do you magdir it? How do you know who's considered like so dear to you that you make the bracha? And therefore, the whole thing is really a suffix, and therefore, says the Biskarov, along with all these other poskim that lemaisa, we're not making the bracha nowadays of Shechianu upon seeing a friend. Let's look further at note number six. Note number six is going on that which we said, if you received a letter from him, or you got messages from him, there's a machlokes, and we go lokula, we don't make the bracha. Ubir agonu chai kinyeski. Shekachi dasa mishibura af lugabe bircha shechianu l'acha shloshim yom. It's clear from the placement of this line of the Mishabura that he's saying if you got a letter from him, or you spoke to him, you got an email from him, you will not make the bracha, even the Shechianu of 30 days you would not make. Shem hodi'uhu mishlomo b'soshol shem yom lo yivarach Shechianu. That's clear from the Mishabura. V'shalokim mevur b'berhetev. This is unlike that which is written in the Berhetev right above at the end of Sivkot and Aleph. B'shem hachronim shedin zelo nemar elo b'birchas mechaya mesim. Some achronim say this idea of getting a letter or hearing from him that you don't make the bracha, that's only referring to the 12-month bracha of Mechaye Mesim. V'lo b'bircha shechyanu, not shechyanu. What would be the chiluk? V're'e baruch ha'shulchan matam ha'chiluk. And the chiluk is that Mechaye Mesim is that he's alive. But if you got emails from him the whole year, you got messages from him, you know he's alive. So therefore, you wouldn't make the bracha Mechaye Mesim. But Shechianu is on my simcha in seeing him. And therefore, just because I know he's alive, or I got an email from him, doesn't take away necessarily from the simcha in seeing him after 30 days. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, not like the Mishabura, this idea that if you were in touch with him, you don't make the bracha, that's only by Mechaye Mesim, but you still wouldn't make the Shechianu. It's clear from the Mishabura, not that way. It's clear from the Mishabura that even the Shechianu, you would not make. One more note that I'd like to read before we go to the next sif, and that is note number 8. So the Mishabura brought from the Marsha the reason why you make the Mechaye Mesim. You haven't seen him for 12 months. He went through a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He survived, at least till now. And therefore, you make the Bracha Mechaye Mesim. Tam Nosav Kosav Aruch HaShulchan. Another reason brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan from Rishonim is Kevan Shalacha Yud Beis Chodesh Shalo Ros Chaveru, since it's been 12 months since you saw your friend, who Nishkach Melibo Kemo Meis Shen Nishkach Melev Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. We know famous Rashi and Chumash, after 12 months, a person is forgotten. It takes 12 months, a person is forgotten. So that happens by a mace, but so too by a friend, if you didn't see him for 12 months. So it's Keilu, he's forgotten from your heart, and therefore you make the Bracha Mechaye Mesim. The second effort, note number 8, points out a leap year. We do not go by the 13 months. We go by 12 months because the chazal is that 12 months, a person is forgotten and therefore you make the bracha Mechaye Mesim as a 12 months, even if it's not a complete year. Says the Mechaber Vaidus Abbas. We have a lot to do tonight. Mishalo Roas Chaveru Me'olam. Here we discuss a case, a pen pal. A person you never met in your life. The Sholach Lok Savim, but you were pen pals since fourth grade. Your mom has been in touch for 10 years. Afal Pishu Nene Biriyaso, even though it's very exciting to finally meet that pen pal, Einu Muvarech Al Riyaso Zotu Shulchan Aruch, there is no bracha upon seeing this pen pal. The Rama says, on a different note, Yesh Omrim Shemi Shanase Beno Bar Mitzvah Yivarech Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shepatrani Me'on Shosazeh. There are those who write that one who has a son who becomes bar mitzvah, he makes the bracha baruch shepatrani, v'tov levarich b'lo shem u'malchus. And it's good to make the bracha without shame or malchus. So now we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah. A lot to discuss in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotan hei v'sholach lo ksavim. A person you never met, you just got letters back and forth. When you finally meet him, no bracha ratzalom or afal pi sheiritzu ksavim mizel azeh, even though they were exchanging letters back and forth. Va'al yidei zeh nasu ohavim, and through the letters they became friends. Mikom akom kevan shalom nischaber imo ponim el ponim. Since you have never met him face to face, ein mu'ula ha'ava kolkach, the love is not so great between you. Anchi enene v'sameh b'riyoso. Interesting. You feel like your best friends from your letters, but lamaisa, if you never met him face to face, you don't have that relationship, and you can't say that it's that exciting to meet him again to warrant a bracha. If a person gets a message that his wife gave birth, and he was overseas, and now you meet the child, you'll make the bracha shechianu if you haven't seen the child in 30 days, and you'll make the mechai mesim if it's been 12 months. Zot the Prima Gadim, even though a pen pal that you never met is not so exciting to meet the first time that would warrant a bracha, but your own child is exciting to meet for the first time, and therefore it would warrant the Shechiyonu at the 30 days, Mechai Mesim after 12 months, even though you have never met before. Look in the Shaar Tzion, Ozvav. Lo Beira Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim does not explain, Im Hariyuhu Dafko La'achar Shloshim, O Afibu Besol Shloshim La'amichtov Shekibel. In other words, you got a letter from your wife, you got the message, in those days it was a letter, you got a letter that your wife gave birth, now you meet the child, you make a shechianu, is that talking about only 30 days from the letter, or it's even within 30 days of the letter, but 30 days of the birth? Maybe, even though you got a letter 2 weeks ago, now you see the child, but the child is born a month, so maybe the simcha is so great, the fact that you got the letter doesn't change anything, and therefore you would still warrant that bracha of Shechyanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter on the topic of the Ramah. The Ramah said there are those who say that when your son becomes bar mitzvah, you make a bracha of Baruch Shepatrani. Hainu kishenase ben shlosh esrei v'yom echad. We're talking about a child who becomes 13 years in one day, meaning a full 13 years. V'achshav nogu shalo levarech ad shosh shanar mispalel batzibur batora shliat tzibur. Nowadays, the minog is that we don't make this bracha until the child goes and davens for the tzibur as a shliat tzibur. Oshu kore batora b'shabbos rishona, or he goes ahead and he reads in the Torah the first week. Sha'oz noda l'rabim shu bar mitzvah. That's when it becomes known to the rabbin that he's bar mitzvah, and that's the minhag, that's what makes the bracha baruch shepatrani, not the second it becomes bar mitzvah, but the first time he performs as a bar mitzvah publicly, as davening for the amud, getting his aliyah or leining. Mitzvah al ha'odom laso suda biyom shenase b'no bar mitzvah. There is a mitzvah on a person to make a suda on the day that his son becomes bar mitzvah. Kiyom shenichnas l'chuppah. Like the day that he goes to a chuppah, you make him a chasana. So similarly, you make him a bar mitzvah. V'hainu biyom shenichnas l'shnas arbasrei. This is the bo bayom, the day that he becomes the beginning of his 14th year. V'tam ha'suda, the reason for the suda is, Mishum di alshav nasa ish Yisrael. Now he became a Jewish man. V'nitztava b'mitzvos ha-Torah, and now he is commanded on the mitzvos of the Torah. V'imhanar doresh have sudas mitzvah filu eino ba'osa yom. You want to make the bar mitzvah on a different day, it's not ba'osayom, as long as the bar mitzvah bachar gives a drasha, that makes it a sudas mitzvah, even if it is not that day. Now if you look in the back of the Sefer, on page 56, note 14, he writes, V'av she'gam bas mischayeves b'gil yud beis v'yomecha b'mitzvah Torah. An amazing note over here. Kedai to see inside. Page 56, top of the page, note 14 from Moshe Feinstein. Why are we only bringing down a bar mitzvah? What about a bas mitzvah? When she becomes 12, she's also chay b'mitzvahs. So writes the Shal Jivazigris Moshe, She'ein mitzvah laso sudas ba mitzvah. There is no Indian, there is no mitzvah to make a suda for a bas mitzvah. Kevon she'ein nikker bibas shenasa gedola. It's not nikker in her actions that she's becoming a gedola as a girl. Ve'ein osim suda al dover she'ein nikker. We don't make a suda that's not nikir. Look at the brackets. Af shebebas yesh es osa simcha mamish kibo beben. Of course, it's the same simcha that the girl is now chayav and mitzvah like a boy, but there's nothing nikkur when the girl becomes bas mitzvah. Masha'en came the ben, nikkur adover bekashu mitzaref l'minyan v'kadomeh. The bar mitzvah boy now could join the minyan, daven for the omen, get an aliyah, it's nikkur that he's a bar mitzvah, therefore there's an need to make a suda for a davra nikkur. The girl is the same simcha, but kol kvadah basel pnimah, she's not involved in the things outside, and therefore it's not nikkur in her day-to-day basis that she's now bas mitzvah, therefore says Rav Moshe, there is no mitzvah to make a suda. Umitam zeh kosa, for this reason Rav Moshe writes, Sha'osr laso sudas bas mitzvah beis haknesses. It's forbidden to make a sudas bas mitzvah in a shul. Kevan shi sudas rishus ke sudas yom holedes. Like making a birthday party in a shul. We don't make birthday parties in a shul. You don't make a bas mitzvah in a shul. Vahosavani adds on. She sudas bas mitzvah hi hevel. It's narishkeit. Umbakora maharaformim vaha conservatim. And its source is in the conservative and the reform. The afla sosa babayis yoser tovu himonamikach. And even to make a sudas bas mitzvah in the house, better to hold back from it. Aval ein iser bekach. But there is no iser. The ein bezes shum inyan vismach. So Moshe Feinstein here is speaking out very strong against the sudas bas mitzvah. He's not saying not to celebrate it in the house, meaning be happy about it, but it doesn't warrant a sudas. It's not a sudas mitzvah like by a boy. And the chiluk he's saying is, by a boy it's nikker in his performance publicly that he joins the minyan, he davens for the omud, he gets an aliyah, he lanes, so that warrants a suda. A girl, she does it in a more tzanuadik way, and therefore the suda is not going to be a sudas mitzvah, not because it's any less chashiv, just doesn't warrant a suda when it's not a public thing. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zayin. We said in the Ramah, there are those who say, when their son becomes bar mitzvah, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shepatrani Ma'un Shel Zazeh. Pirish. The ad achshav nenash ha'av kishachot ha'ben, until a boy becomes bar mitzvah, the father is punished if his son sins. Bishvil shelo chincho la mitzvah ha'torah. The father wasn't mechanech his son to the mitzvah, his father is responsible. The achshav shenase ish. Now that the boy became a man, mechuyav hu lehischazik ba'atzor la mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. So now the boy is responsible for himself, to mechazik himself in the mitzvahs. Vidai, you should know, the afal pisha shuv ein olav inyan chinuch, even though for the father, once his son reaches bar mitzvah, there's no more a mitzvah of chinuch, mikomokom yesh al ha'av mitzvahs hochocha, there is still a mitzvah on the father of giving mussar, kisheroah she'enu misnaik ashura, if his son is acting inappropriately, there's still a mitzvah of tochocha, even though it is not a mitzvah of chinuch. If you don't protest against your son who's bar mitzvah when he's doing things wrong, you will get punished even for your son doing the wrong thing when he's past bar mitzvah. To logora mishar Yisrael, it's no worse than any other yid. The kayadua mash amru chazal, as we all know what chazal tell us, anyone who can protest against what his family is doing, he doesn't protest, nitpas bavon anshe beso, he's responsible for the sins of his family. Anyone who's in a position that he could give mussar to the people of his city, and he doesn't speak up, he also gets punished for the maism of the people of the city. Now there's a very important note in the back as well. On page 56, note number 20 brings from the Levush another reason, another pshat in the bracha Baruch Shapatrani. The Mishnah Berurah brings the pshat as a father is saying that now I'm putter from being responsible for the sins of my son. Note 20 he writes, this is Shalo Ketam Shevia Levush. This is unlike the pshat of the Levush. Sha'ad Gil Yud Bei Shona Manisha Mesaben Alavono Sa'av. Till a child is 13, the child gets punished for the sins of the father. The alkach mevarich. Now the father is making a bracha for his son. Sheniftar beno meoncho. Now the son is potter from the onchin of the father. The exact opposite. Not that the father is off the hook from the son. Now the son is off the hook from the father. He says an afkamina from the Shalom Shuvas Betzal Chachma is a stepson. So a stepson would not be responsible for his father's actions like the Vush, but the stepfather would be responsible for his stepson that he's supposed to be mechanich. So that would be only one way according to the Mishnah Berurah's way, but not according to the Levush's way. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches. V'tov levarich below. Mishum. The Rama said the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Baruch Olam Shebachani Meolcho Sazeh. And the Rama then said V'tov Levarach Bolo Shem Malchus. Now I have to say, I never saw this bracha being made b'shem malchus till I had Brescia's son's bar mitzvah in Waterbury. It's the first time I ever saw it in my life. I never saw it with shem Hashem. The Rama says it's good to say it without Hashem's name. But Zokta Mishabura Sif Katun Ches. Mishum Shelo Huskura Bracha Zub Gemara. The reason why you shouldn't say shem Hashem is this bracha is not brought down in the Gemara. V'chein Hertek B'derach HaChayim. Not to say Hashem's name. Omnam. Ta'as HaGra B'Be'uro. The opinion of the Gra. In the Bir Agro is the Miachas Shehuskura Bracha Zuba Medrash. Since this bracha is brought down in the Medrash, Maharil also came Alacha L'Maisa, and the Maharil was knowing to say Alacha L'Maisa, Yesh Levarach B'Shem U'Malchus. So the Gra says you should say it B'Shem U'Malchus, and there obviously are differing minhagim whether to say the Shem Hashem or not say the Shem Hashem. V'ayim b'chayodim shekosav gamkein da mevarach lohifsid. The Chayodim also writes that one who makes the bracha does not lose out if he says it with the Shem Hashem. One other interesting note I want to point out, and that is on note 55 in the back. It was nogeya to me at one point, and that is the bottom of page 55, the top note on the bottom of 55, the achim teumim shenasu bar mitzvah. Twin boys that are having bar mitzvah, does the father join them both together in one bracha, baruch shapatrani, or do we say a separate bracha, baruch patrani on each son? So he writes a note, it's note 10, but it's a continuation from our page, all the way in the back, 55 in the bottom. The achim teumim shenasu bar mitzvah, Shlomo Zalman Erbach says, Shekol echad yale latorah luchud, each one should get an aliyah alone. V'yivarach ha'av pa'mayim shepatrani. The father should make two separate brachas of baruch shepatrani. V'lo yivarach bracha achas v'yomer ma'on sham shel zeh v'shel zeh. And don't join the two together. Kevan shu mishana mimadbeya shetavu chacham. That's not the bracha. You can't make up your nusil. There's a certain nusil, and it's a lashon yachid, and it applies to one person. So you should say it twice. There's a Shlomo Zalman. Afim Omra below Shem Malchus. Even if you're saying below Shem Malchus, on the other hand, Rechayim Kineski says she yivarech me'on sham shel elu. Rechayim Kineski argued, and he said that you should join it together. What we did, Lamaisa, what I did is I made one bracha both together. This might be for other reasons, but we joined them all together and did it as one. But that again is machlokas. What you do with twin boys. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Siv Gimel tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.